sunburn, sunset repeat.
All right, we know what that means. You know what that means. It is that time. It is the Blue and Gold Show with John Mad Dog Horner.
This is pumping.
But it's okay. We can do better. Warrior fans, next week, we're going to do a little better on the song before the show.
So he's grilling me, man.
We're going to get you pumped up a little bit.
Don't play me no Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. Well, good morning, Warrior fans, and welcome to another edition of the Blue and Gold Show. I'm John Mad Dog Horner, and with me today in the studios is Jacob Dane and Brody Matz. Welcome, fellas. Quick shout-out to all your fans out there, because I know both of you guys have tons of fans. Jacob, you go first. Who you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my mom and dad, Trish and Josh Dane, and the rest of my family that comes out to support me.
What about your front line?
Oh, and my front line. I got
shout out to who?
I got Nathan, Jace, Bryson, Bridger, and Kai, Brody Matz over here.
Who do you want to say hi to, Brody?
Shout out to my parents, Alita and Mike Matz, and grandparents, of course, and my brother that's deployed in the Air Force.
We'll be on the air tonight as the Warriors take on West Valley Eagles at 7:30. JV game starts at 5. We'll have the pregame show for you at 7:10. On 97.9 KPOD and on FM Sports and DelnorteSports.com. But before we start talking about football today, last night in Tunin Gymnasium, the Delnor volleyball team played one of the best games in that gym in any sport that I've seen in quite some time. It was an awesome battle against the Arcata Tigers, the defending Big 5 champion Arcata Tigers. Delnor beat them in 5 sets. Improves their record to 11-4, 1-0 in conference play. But I don't think we could just throw that they won in 5 sets as being just 5 sets. As in no game was had a margin of more than 2 points. Arcata won the first set 25-23. And in the second set, Delnor won 25-27 in a set where McKenna Curtis got hurt towards the end of the second set, and it looked like that Arcata was going to get it, but the Warriors rallied back without their captain on the floor and did a great job and won the second set. Arcata came out in the third set and won 26-24, and as that third set happened in the fourth set, you could see McKenna was over on the side, heat and stretching, trying to get to where she could get back in the ball game. And Delnor came back and won the fourth set. They were down 20-18. In the fourth set, and it looked like Arcata was ready to close the door on the Warriors that night. And McKenna came off the bench, came in with down 20-18, inspired her team, had a great kill on the first play back in, and they ended up winning the fourth set 25-23. The Warriors in the fifth set, it was just like every other set. They ended up, when it was 8-9, it went back and forth, tied up one, all the way until the Warriors defeated the Arcata Tigers 17-15 in Tunin Gymnasium. Fellas, I know you guys were there. A lot of the football players were there supporting the volleyball girls. How big is it for you guys to see those girls or those athletes from Del Norte work so hard? And does that inspire you guys going in tonight?
Yeah, of course. You know, like, they rallied together. They didn't give up. Even with McKenna out, they still came back and won it for them.
Yeah, you talk about in football a lot how you rally behind a player maybe getting hurt or something like that. Jacob, when you saw McKenna over there still working to get back in the game, sometimes you see players just kind of pack it in and throw some ice on it. How cool was it to see McKenna over there continue to work her injury to see if she could get back in?
Yeah, that was really cool. It showed her heart that she had during the game.
Now, fellas, I don't know if you guys noticed, but it frustrates me. And somebody's got to Facebook me or let me know or something the reason why. In basketball, boys and girls, when they're on the free throw line, you can yell and scream and not at the person, but just make a lot of noise. But in volleyball, when they're serving, you have to be quiet. Do you guys know what that's all about?
No, I don't get it at all. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It was a packed house. It was a loud crowd. I thought you guys represented real well in the student section and stuff like that. I just think that's kind of odd, but what a great game it was. Like I said, the volleyball team improved to 11-4, 1-0 in conference play. Congratulations to Megan's Curtis's volleyball team. They had a great, great, great match. Let's turn our attention to football. Big game last week. Made the trip over to South Medford. fell to the Panthers 21-7 in a game that was 7-7 with 4 minutes left in the game. They ended up 47-yard touchdown fly sweep, and then they had an interception that they ran back to the 10, and it was 21-7 within 2 minutes, and we're unable to get any more scores after that. I'm going to go to you first, Brody, because defensively, I felt we did a great job. What were the keys going into that South Medford game, and what do you think you guys did well and what you guys could have improved on?
Yeah, we had a great game plan going into the game. We knew that they were going to run. We knew their keys. And yeah, defense, we did pretty good. We didn't allow any big passes or anything. We only had, one good run.
One good run of 47 yards, and actually, offensively, they ended up with 190 yards of offense. You know, game plan, you know, I talk to a lot of the players that come in here, definitely defensive players. How big is it for when you guys go into film room during the week with Coach White's, both Coach White's, how prepared do they get you for on the defensive side of the ball?
They definitely watch film all week. You can tell. All weekend. You can tell. Like, they know what's going on. They have a whole playbook of their plays, you know, so
it's impressive on how they can get that done. And it does definitely leads to your guys' success in a lot of ways. Jacob, I want to talk to you a little bit about the front line. You guys have been battling all year, and I'm not going to say it's been a breeze the first couple of games, but you know, Piedmont only suited up 5 guys with lineman numbers. Then you had Kelseyville the week before that. You entered this game against South Medford. I look down there and I'm a lineman myself. I always see how many linemen are down there in the lineman drills before the game. They had 20 linemen down there in the lineman drills, and you guys ended up with 12 down on your end. What was it like during that game? Kind of your first true test of how much stamina you guys had and playing against a bigger line.
Well, since they had a lot of depth, both their D-line and their O-line only played both ways or one way. Mm-hmm. And they were good. Probably the best line that we're going to be playing for the rest of the regular season.
How did heat play into the role over there? It was hot. It was 100 degrees. I'm sure it was pretty hot down there on the turf. But for the linemen down underneath, how do you guys make sure you're prepared for something like that when it comes to the heat?
A lot of liquid IV, PD lights, and a lot of hydration going to the week.
Well, let's shift the gears back over to you, Dakota. Oh, my goodness. Not Dakota. Come on. Brody. Your older brother, see? Can do that. But we're going to talk about family tradition when it comes to that, because there's been tons of matches that have come through the warrior realms when it comes to sports and broadcasting, as your Uncle Donnie used to be with Chuck up here doing the radio shows. What's it like to put on that Letterman's jacket like you have on right now and be a Delnor Warrior with such a family tradition?
It's great to have this last name, you know, great legacy to live in, the Warrior family. It's an honor, you know.
Shout out to some of the past relatives you have. Who do you got out there?
Definitely my grandpa, Kenny Matz. Great football player, baseball player, everything. My dad, too. He did great.
Now, when it comes to community support, it's really cool, Brody, when we talk about, when you walk around town and you see people around town, how cool is it to walk around with that Letterman's jacket, knowing that you're a part of a varsity Warrior team? What kind of respect do you get, and how many shout-outs do you get out through the community?
It's definitely a great feeling, because as a kid, you know, you see everyone, the Lettermans walking around, these varsity players, you want to be like them, you look up to them, and then never finally seeing yours, we get to wear these, it's a good feeling.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jacob, we talk about a lot, you know, we kind of skim over it because I haven't gotten to really sit down and talk to you about it, but you don't only play football, you do a lot of other things, and one of the things that you're very good at is powerlifting, and you've got some championships out there under your belt, and you've got some good recognition when it comes to powerlifting. So what exactly do you do in the powerlifting competitions, and when do you do them?
Well, powerlifting is squat, bench, and deadlift, and I compete in the USPA Federation.
Is that in California, West Coast, or where do you compete at?
Well, since I live in California, I have to compete for the California records and stuff like that.
And how'd you fare this summer?
Good. Yeah. Weightlifting plays a huge part in football, and it goes hand in hand.
Did together. You place in the powerlifting championships
this year?
Yeah.
No, I didn't powerlift this summer.
Oh, the summer before.
Yes.
Yes. Gotcha. So does that really translate a lot into what you do on the football field, and does it help you condition?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge for football.
Well, we're going to take a quick break in the action right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about tonight's game against the West Valley Eagles. We'll be right back.
Wages and bonuses? Come to the Lucky 7 Casino and Hotel Job Fair Saturday, September 17th, noon to 3 p.m. in the Talawai Event Center. Right now, Lucky 7 is looking for upstart, energetic individuals for all positions, including restaurant, kitchen, players club, customer service team, and more. If you want more than just a job, come build a career at the Lucky 7 Casino and Hotel Job Fair Saturday, September 17th, noon to 3 p.m. at the Talawai Event Center.
Did you know fixing outdoor leaks can save 27 to 90 gallons of water per day? Even tiny leaks can be huge water wasters. Conserving water starts with a few simple water-saving actions at home and in your yard, like adjusting your sprinklers and adding drip irrigation so you water only where it's needed. We can all do our part to conserve water. Visit SaveOurWater.com for more water-saving tips. Save water, save California.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show. I got Jacob Dane and Brody Matz here with me. I don't know. Ever since I said Dakota one time, it's going to keep coming back at me. But I'm going to work through it. Brody Matz with me. And we're going to take a look at tonight's matchup as the Warriors take on West Valley here at Mike Wayland Field. 7:30 kickoff for the varsity. 5 o'clock kickoff for the JV. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10. And we're going to talk a little bit about the X's and O's of tonight's game. Coming off a tough loss last week, like we talked about, 21-7 to South Medford. Jacob, tough game for you guys last week, definitely when it comes to in the trenches, as in I think you guys own the line of scrimmage for most of the game, but maybe fell a little bit towards the end. Are you guys all healed up and ready to go tonight?
Yeah, we're ready to rock.
So when it comes to this West Valley team, they have a pretty good tradition of being hard hitters. They lost their coach a couple years ago, so they're finding their new identity. What are the keys for you guys tonight? Playing at home against a team that has to travel.
Just to make those holes for the three running backs that we got back there.
It's a simple game, right?
Yep.
Jacob?
Yep.
We just got to make the holes. I'm going to be honest with you. You've made some holes this year that I think I could have ran through. And I think even Pritchett could have made it through with his walker. Dakota, we're talking about on the defensive side. What are some of the philosophies that West Valley is going to want to do tonight that you think that you guys are going to make sure you stop?
I think they're definitely going to try the pass game on us since they know the running game is not going to work, and it hasn't for these past three games.
When our fans come tonight, what are we going to see from that West Valley formations? What kind of formations do they like to run?
We're going to see a lot of spread, I think, a lot of trips, passing formations. You know, we just got to do our jobs. We know what we're doing. We know who to watch out for.
Lofton being limited tonight, if a game time decision when it comes to him playing, and he does a great job on the outside, especially when they go trips at the zone reads on the outside, who's going to have to step up, or does that add a little extra pressure to your defensive backs?
I think we'll do all right. I'm filling in for an outside linebacker for RJ, and then Cooper's going back to safety. So I think we'll be all right.
I can tell you this, Brody, from a couple years ago, I think you've grown and physically gotten a lot stronger. And if they would have told me you were going to be putting that role of putting up the outside linebacker 2 years ago, I'd be like, oh, you sure, Brody? But yeah. This year, I think all the work that you've put in, I think you're ready for that and that physicality. And I think you should do a great job. Jacob, we know the game's won on the front line. Can you guys show back up to Mike Wayland Field tonight and make it happen?
Yes, for sure.
On the defensive side and the offensive side, we talked a little about the offensive side of blowing open the holes. On the defensive side, how important is it when they're in a spread that you guys get your job done up front?
Pretty important. We just got to get back to the quarterback.
So do you guys have assignments and lanes you guys have to fill? I know it's not just as easy as, you know, we talk about a lot about the reads of going side to side and reading the tackles and the guards. What kind of goes into that when you guys get up to the line of scrimmage?
Well, pretty much our linebackers just tell us what to do. And then.
Amen to that. Well, shout out to your linebackers. Who you got back there?
We got Gavin Scarrick, Giancarlo Di Cellini, and Brody Matz.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun back there. Definitely in a lot of aspects. And they march off. You know, I can tell you, Warrior fans, when I go to a Thursday practice and it's in the afternoon and you guys are scout, you got the scout offense out there. the amount of detail that you guys put into the play calls when it comes to knowing formations and knowing what they're going to do. For example, when that kid ran that 47-yard fly sweep, right? RJ came off his man and was like standing there waiting for him, as in like he knew exactly what play they were going to run. So how important is it for you guys to make sure you're all on the same page tonight when it comes to West Valley?
We just got to lock in before the game and remember what the coaches told us to do and just follow the game plan.
Dakota, final thoughts, shout outs to anybody else? Do you want to get the fans pumped up for tonight?
Make sure you be there. Get a student section out there. Just have a good time.
Yeah, the you can be as loud as you want, right? Yeah. It's not serving in volleyball, so we can be as loud as we want. Jacob, do you need any more shout outs?
Just be at the game tonight. Come out to support.
All right, let's go, Warriors. Mikey, big game tonight. We're at home. Non-conference game against West Valley. We'll be on the air at 7:10. Kickoff 7:30. Be there for the JV game. They're impressive also this year.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
All right, guys. Good luck tonight.
Trump's home. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
She essentially said that she was skeptical that Trump has no